My name is Sean Amore. I am an avid KMEW listener and supporter. My day job, I am the business development strategist for Associated Integrated Marketing. We're an ad agency in Old Town, Wichita, and I've lived in Wichita for about 3.5 years. I've been a national public radio listener pretty much my whole life. I lived in D.C. for 8 years. I worked right down the street from NPR headquarters on Mass Ave and sort of fell in love with it then and have continued to listen as I've moved from first D.C. and then Connecticut and now to Kansas. I think the simple reality is that there is not enough out there in terms of just information sources. We don't get enough perspective on what's happening in the world. Like, I thought it was interesting even recently with the things going on in Egypt and Libya and other countries. Listening on public radio seemed to be a different experience than watching the television or reading websites from different other news sources in terms of sort of how they position it. And I think the reality is we're so overwhelmed with different messages. I think if you can find a source that you trust and that presents the news in a way that you like to get it, I think there's no reason not to stick with those sources. And I think without public radio, I think there'd be a lot of people who might not have a source that they feel like they can really trust and go to. I would hope that anyone listening would at least consider busting out their checkbook or calling with their debit cards or credit cards or whatever. The donation you make will certainly, I think, allow NPR to be here, KMEW specifically, well into the future, regardless of where other funding comes from. If you yourself step up and make a contribution, you can have some ownership in knowing that you're ensuring the things that you enjoy are going to be available to you, no matter what happens with other funding.